This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you something wild. Snowy owls, visitors from the Arctic, certainly are making the news. This is what's called an invasion year for snowy owls, and it might be one for the record books. Most sightings are along the coast where a flat, open landscape resembles their native tundra. Reports from New Hampshire birders include sightings of up to 9 in one day. On Nantucket, the annual Christmas bird count found 33, far surpassing the previous count record of 4. One story in the news focused on Kennedy International Airport. There aren't many wide-open spaces left in the Northeast, and airports, absent other options, have become magnets for snowy owls. 3 owls were shot at Kennedy to lessen what was seen as a risk of bird strikes. "Hoot to kill," read the New York Daily News headline, and Harry Potter's owl was invoked. Within days of the story, the resulting outcry caused the airport to adopt a trap-and-relocate policy, similar to Logan Airport. For 3 decades, snowies have been trapped at Logan and relocated, including over 20 this winter. Reason for the owl invasion? Most likely a boom year for lemmings, the owl's main prey, led in turn to a population explosion for snowy owls. Food availability determines their brood size, laying no eggs in extreme scarcity, and up to 9 when food is abundant. While adults sit tight and defend their established home territories, overcrowding forces young owls to wander. That's part of it, but the full explanation for this behavior has many unknown variables. What's known for sure? This winter is a great time to watch open spaces for these impressive visitors from the far north. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.